From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Dr. Harold Wanless researches climate change as chair of the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of Miami. He documents coastal erosion caused by hurricane damage and the impact of sea level rise. Wanless says nearly all the heat from human-induced global warming has transferred to the ocean, and that's starting to melt the ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica. That's important when you hear that South Florida waters have risen an estimated foot in the last century, and scientists say that process is accelerating. Wanless calls South Florida the poster child for climate change.
We're really sort of like surrounded by low marshy areas or water, and we're this narrow ridge along the coast. Only 8% of Miami-Dade County is greater than 10 feet above sea level, and when you think about heavy rains and hurricane storm surges, that sort of focuses how vulnerable we are. Miami Beach, Key Biscayne, huge amount of high-end investment, both hotels, condominiums, and homes that are $10, $20 million in value right now. And when we talk about 2 feet more rise by 2048, that's the high end of the U.S. government projections, that starts flooding many, many of the businesses and homes.
You've talked about how a lot of people won't be able to sell their property when that happens. What else makes us vulnerable besides low elevation?
We can't build levees like New Orleans or the Netherlands because our limestone is amazingly porous, and so the water will just come right up through limestone as sea level rises. And that means we're in this for centuries now. This is not something we can suddenly behave in 5 years and, you know, pull some of the greenhouse gases out of the atmosphere, and the atmosphere will cool down and everybody will be happy. No, we've warmed the ocean, and that's the really serious problem.
You say that a lot of city leaders throughout Miami-Dade County and around South Florida are working on plans to deal with sea level rise. What steps are they taking that you think will be helpful?
One of the people I think is one of the finest is our Mayor Jim Kasin of Coral Gables. He is doing very careful planning of every element of the infrastructure for each 6 inches of sea level rise and trying to figure out what has to be done to maintain an integrated infrastructure. We have low-lying areas that are on the coast. They're on filled wetland, and they're very low. And with 2 feet of sea level rise, we'll probably start losing those. And that's a huge part of our tax base. And the storm surges aren't just a simple addition onto that. They are almost an exponential increase in damage because they'll penetrate so much farther inland on a low area like this. You know, Miami Beach is putting in giant pumps that can handle seawater. And they're raising roads, but that then depends on the people raising their properties. You know, the U.S. projections are for 4 to 6.6 feet by the end of the century. And Broward's interesting. The southern two-thirds of the county with a 5-foot rise of sea level is basically all underwater at high tide. So it's unbelievably low. And I think they're aware of that.
It's been more than a decade since Florida took a direct hit from a hurricane. If we get a big one this year, will that mean more trouble for South Florida cities now because of rising waters?
Yeah, it will. As sea level rises, it means we're more vulnerable. The problem with an individual hurricane is it can arrive at low tide or at high tide or at one of these super high tides. Hurricane Andrew was an amazingly tight storm that it had like a 17-foot storm surge. You know, we have to harden our hearts here a little bit, I guess, because it somehow is inconceivable to people that it won't always be here. But there are remnants of barrier islands from former sea levels scattered all across our continental shelf.
Dr. Harold Wanless, thank you very much for being with us.
It's been a real pleasure.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.